You're listening to SBS News.
Labor Senator Murray Watt kicked off proceedings asking the question many have been thinking in recent days.
What's the go with the au pairs? We've been waiting for answers about this for so many months.
The Senate's Legal Affairs Committee today examined whether Peter Dutton misused his ministerial powers to grant two visas in 2015 against the advice of border authorities. Australian Football League boss Gillon McLachlan asked one of his staff members to contact the Immigration Department and stop the deportation of a French au pair. He gave evidence via teleconference outlining how he became involved in the matter.
I got a call from my second cousin, Callum McLaughlin, who was agitated and concerned that and said to me that there is he's been trying to get hold of the relevant office because it's Sunday, he's not able to get hold of anyone. He wanted to make a representation because he feels there's been a mistake on a visa issue.
Mr. McLachlan told the committee there was nothing remarkable about his relationship with Mr. Dutton and that at the conclusion of the matter, he did not contact the minister to discuss it.
A normal relationship that I would have with a minister on either side of politics. He was for a reasonably brief period of time the sports minister. I think I've probably met Minister Dutton half a dozen times, I would say.
Mr. Dutton also saved an Italian woman from deportation after a former Queensland Police Force colleague made contact with the office. The Home Affairs Secretary, Michael Pezzullo, told the inquiry Mr. Dutton had used his ministerial discretionary powers to grant more than 4,000 visas since taking the role in December 2014 and that he did not breach any guidelines by doing so.
The minister may review a range of factors and evidence in deciding whether or not to intervene. This decision to then intervene and grant a visa is entirely at the minister's discretion.
Mr. Dutton oversaw the Immigration and Border Protection role from December 2014 and became Home Affairs Minister in late 2017. Senator Erica Betts, one of Mr. Dutton's prominent backers in last month's leadership spill, was quick to jump to his defence.
I would have thought we should all be celebrating that the department and a minister can make quick decisions rather than keeping somebody in detention unnecessarily.
Mr. Pezzullo confirmed he has asked the Australian Federal Police to investigate the leaking of emails linked to one of the au pair cases.
It is my standing practice, as this committee well knows, that unauthorised and possibly criminal disclosure of official information is, all things being equal, always referred to the federal court.
Peter Dutton was not present for the hearing and it did not unearth the dirt Labor would have been hoping for. Senator Abetz concluded by saying it was a spectacular waste of time. The Greens plan to move a vote of no confidence in Peter Dutton when Parliament resumes next week. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.